Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and warm temperatures. Up north in Haifa, it's sunny and mild, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir praises Lebanon deal, yet affirms Israel's readiness to resume conflict with Hezbollah and Iran, as reported by JNS just under an hour ago. Also, Iranian cyber attacks on Israeli infrastructures have surged since the war began, according to Israel's cyber chief, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF states that Israeli troops in southern Syria came under fire and retaliated with a helicopter strike, with no injuries to Israeli forces, per the Times of Israel from earlier today. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that the framework agreement presents a strategic challenge to Iran and Hezbollah, raising questions about Israel's ability to test the agreement's commitments. And finally, Axios details behind-the-scenes negotiations that led to the Israel-Lebanon deal, highlighting the shared fear of Iran as a driving force in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared a video just minutes ago showing a Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon being destroyed. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted 15 minutes ago that the IDF targeted three Hezbollah headquarters in southern Lebanon following a violation of the agreement. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted half an hour ago that Iran and Hezbollah might attempt to undermine the Israel-Lebanon framework agreement, posing a real challenge on the ground. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF chief's comments on the Lebanon deal. Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir emphasized the necessity of honoring the agreement while maintaining that Israel remains vigilant and prepared to resume military actions if needed. This stance underscores the delicate balance Israel seeks between diplomacy and security, as reported by JNS. Turning to the rise in Iranian cyber attacks, the Jerusalem Post reports these attacks have targeted critical infrastructures and companies of various sizes in Israel. This increase in cyber threats reflects the broader tensions in the region and highlights the importance of cyber defense for national security. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details an incident in southern Syria where Israeli troops were fired upon and responded with a helicopter strike. This action came a day after the IDF reported neutralizing two gunmen in the buffer zone, illustrating the ongoing volatility along Israel's northern borders. And regarding the framework agreement, Israel Hayom highlights the strategic challenge it poses for Iran and Hezbollah. As Israel weighs the commitments made under the agreement, the region watches closely, anticipating potential shifts in power dynamics. Finally, Axios sheds light on the intense negotiations that led to the Israel-Lebanon deal, driven by mutual concerns over Iran. The agreement marks a significant diplomatic effort, potentially altering the geopolitical landscape in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Jiv Sherman, CEO of the spread brand Alalkem, made headlines with a unique engagement proposal printed on the product lids, blending personal and professional life in a novel way. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Apple has raised prices on MacBook and iPad models due to an AI-driven memory crunch, leading to a significant drop in its stock value. This development impacts tech markets globally, including Israel. And finally, CTech discusses insights from YL Ventures, where VP Guy Cohen explains how some companies retain elite tech talent by genuinely practicing care, despite perceptions of a challenging job market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.